When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, I want to start by apologizing again for any delays if you've been listening in real time. And the same excuse rings true today. I was struggling to time manage everything with the new job. And then the moments I was going to upload the tech side of my podcast had kicked me out and said that I was not authorized to be there. So I needed to deal with tech issues before I could upload. And then by that time, it was pushed back too far to make sense, and the cycle would repeat. But I am here today to apologize and let you know that for at least the next week, if all goes well, we should have regularly scheduled episodes. I also got some feedback from listeners that they'd like more The Artist Way series, so I think I'm going to just knock out the entire book for a mini-series like I sometimes do, rather than staggering them. Because I've had several listeners reach out and let me know. And because I have to plan everything myself, I love having some reinforcement that at least two people will like an episode topic. So I'm gonna do that. And if you have opinions on episodes I should do in the future, let me know. As always, you can reach out at mydbpodcast@gmail.com, or you can casually slide into the DMs on Instagram at mydbpodcast. And I think that does it for my apology tour. I really am so sorry, but I hope that I can make it up to you this week with some fresh new vibes. So let's get into some new vibes. Today we're talking about Gabor Mate, who I have quoted many a time on the podcast. He's a brilliant psychologist who has jumped to the lead when it comes to being one of my top resources for content and psychology information that is not only not convoluted so I can understand it, but it's also, from what I've checked so far, pretty verifiable. And the latest book I've been reading from him is called Scattered Minds: The Origins and Healing of Attention Deficit Disorder. And I specifically want to jump into chapter 19, where he talks about how there's this myth that children with ADD are just looking for attention. Now, he starts this chapter with a quote from Rudolf Dreikers from the book Children, The Challenge, who says, "The child who seeks constant attention is, of necessity, an unhappy child. He feels that unless he gets attention, he is worthless. He has no place. He seeks constant reassurance that he is important. Since he doubts this, no amount of reassurance will ever impress him." Then Gabor goes on to say, "ADD children, all too often, even after they have been diagnosed, suffer the preconceived notions and judgments of the adult world." Now, I want to interject here and say I don't have children. I personally have ADHD, and I found this information to be helpful to me for selfish reasons, but as I read through it, I generalized to my friends without ADD and without kids with ADD, and I was surprised at how relevant a lot of these concepts felt that were introduced in this chapter dedicated to ADD children, but like most things, do have a lot of helpful overlap with generalized psychological needs. So I will be using and referring to children a lot throughout this, but like with every episode I've ever done, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Apply the parts that are relevant to your life and enjoy the sweet, dulcet sounds of my voice for the rest. But as Gabor Mate said, most children who are dealing with the preconceived notions and judgments of the adult world also have to deal with the assumption that their own actions, the child's actions, and in particular how the parent responds to them, are the sole responsibility of the child, and that he can and should change them at will. Throughout this chapter, Gabor Mate goes into 5 common and damaging misconceptions applied to the ADD child. And though I won't be reading every detail from those chapters, I will be quoting directly from the book because I found a lot of this to be relevant to misconceptions and preconceived notions that have directly impacted my own perception of my behavior and the way I walk through life. For instance, the first myth is that the child is just looking for attention. And to that, Gabor Mate reminds everyone that attention, in the right kind, is a child's central need. The lack of it is their central anxiety. And then he dropped this nugget of brilliance where he said, "Recognizing that, transform the meaning of the very name attention deficit disorder." He says, as politicians intent on further cutbacks in public services, such as healthcare and education, are forever reminding us, a deficit is incurred when one pays out more than one receives. The child with ADD has had to pay out more attention than she has received, which is precisely how she has incurred an attention deficit. It may be perfectly true, as many parents point out, that their ADD child monopolizes their attention to such a degree that other children in the family come to feel neglected. The trouble is, by the time the ADD behaviors are present, the child is provoking much more negative than positive attention, which gets worse as they become older. It seems paradoxical, but many children will go for negative attention rather than no attention at all. They don't do this consciously, but it happens. The child acts out, partly to gain attention. The adult responds with a punishing look or an act or a statement that the child's brain interprets as a rejection. Her anxiety about being cut off from the adult is magnified, as is her desperation for attention. Only the adult can break this cycle. The key of doing so is learning to give the child not the attention he is asking for, but the attention he needs. Psychotherapist Eric Erickson said, "Do not mistake a child for his symptoms." And then Gabor said this magic. He said, "The attitude adults are best to adopt when it comes to dealing with the distressing behaviors of the ADD child is one of compassionate curiosity. The compassion is for the child who, beneath the surface of what is so often only seen as obnoxious behavior, is anxious and hurting emotionally. The curiosity, if genuine and open-minded, leads us to consider exactly what message the child might be trying to communicate to us by a particular behavior, even more unbeknownst to herself than to us. Compassionate curiosity can help us break down the coded language of attention-seeking. When the child is in one of his insatiable attention-hungry modes, the parent might become resentful and frustrated. She might feel trapped. She's already spent hours playing with the child and helping them clean their room, reading, and has become the sole audience for the child's performances. This often makes parents feel like they have nothing left to give, but the child sees that as a direct rejection, and it's not something we can just explain away. And I quote, "The more we try to convince him, the more he will be confirmed in yet another of his core beliefs, which is that nobody understands him and that perhaps nobody wants to." He goes on to say that the insatiable appetite for attention that an ADD youngster might have can be self-defeating. It's not something that can be appeased, even if it achieves its immediate objective. And he basically breaks it down like this. When we are seeking attention and we are affirmed in that attention seeking, It reaffirms the fact that we must seek it. So the author suggests that instead, the parent must seize every possible opportunity to devote positive attention to the child precisely when the child has not demanded it. When we satiate the child with attention, when they are not seeking it, then the behaviors used to seek out attention will decrease, because the child will develop a greater sense of security in the relationship and greater self-confidence in themselves, thus weakening the motivation behind the attention-seeking behavior. And I bring this one up specifically today because I have been talking about how when we build walls around something, we actually draw more attention to it, even though what we were attempting to do was resist it. But sometimes the act of resistance encourages more attention to that act, which defeats the intention of said act. Tomorrow, I will briefly address a couple more myths before I jump into the episodes I never got to post from last week. Until then, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, beautiful.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.